The third one is that you really see the needs of the child beyond those, you know, moments where you feel it got triggered, and realize maybe the greater need is for the child consistency, a consistent connection, a consistent way for me to go through life without chaos, without winging it, without being in a rush, because as a child, everything felt maybe too chaotic and too complicated. Or maybe the inner child has the need to have more space and freedom. So rather than being always busy and overscheduled, give yourself some room to breathe, some time to just hang and read a book or listen to some music. The things that maybe a part of you doesn't allow you to do because it feels lazy or it feels complacent. Maybe the inner child just needs exactly that freedom, this unconditional right to just exist. That makes it feel safe again. Or maybe this inner child is someone that just needs love, needs to be consistently reminded, I love you. You're lovable. You're beautiful. I'm so glad you're here. Now, my inner child, I remember when I was 10 years old and I had a phase where I asked my mom about 100 times a day if she loved me. And obviously, I doubted it. Obviously, I felt like, you know, that I didn't get enough attention or enough warmth, especially from her. And so at least when she said, yes, of course, I love you, it felt a little bit, you know, that that emptiness got attention, never got filled. And so knowing that there is a void, I need to tell myself, yes, I love you. I'm here for you. Of course, you're amazing. Of course, you know, you're the gift for me. And just giving myself more of that reassurance and that love is ultimately what my child needs. So if you know the needs or the wants of the child that haven't been fulfilled, address them. Be the parent, be the source that the child had been missing when it grew up. And then you see how the child becomes more and more trusting, more and more at ease with you, and becomes also much more a part of you that is kind of, you know, a beautiful part of the wholeness, and it doesn't get triggered so much. It doesn't feel it needs to get your attention all the time. Its needs will quiet down because they will be fulfilled. And this is the fourth point. This is where you have basically, you know, the healing of the child happening. And for that, you cannot see it as a one-time, two-times effort, and then we should be done. For that, it is really important for the child to get consistent attention. Because, you know, we can say all the right things, but we only say them once or twice, and we cannot assume that the child immediately says, got it, it is banked away, so we can move on. No, just like a child needs, you know, consistent reassurance or consistent guidance or a consistent way of feeling addressed, that is something we also have to do with the inner child. I love this exercise of waking up in the morning and imagining the inner child is with you, and you talk about the day and you say, this is what's, you know, going to happen. Is there anything that you're concerned about that we can address, or is something you look forward to, or is there something you want to do that we can then build into the day? Just have a communication, and then at night, you're just going to have another conversation and saying, so how was the day? Let me know if, you know, everything is okay. Is there a little bit of confusion, or did you miss out on something? And, you know, that sets you up to already have some kind of a, you know, teamwork with your inner child. It can address in the morning already that what it needs, and that's what it may be worried about, and then it can in the evening tell you what it really appreciated and also what it would like to be different. And that is how you build trust, and that is how you heal, especially that feeling of being all alone in the world or not really belonging or not really knowing where your place is or where you want it, by giving consistent attention to the child. And when the child is healing, you are healing, and you will feel that all those things that you may from time to time sense, you know, the not being good enough or the not fitting in, all of those things are disappearing. Just like this, you know, client of mine that I mentioned before, who, you know, was really always scared of the world and also scared of being alone, how she feels now comfortable with herself. She loves being by herself because she feels that she is the source of love and security. She feels that her presence is enough. She doesn't need anything from the outside. She's still, you know, liking to meet friends or be with her family, but being by herself is no longer anything that scares her. The beauty about working with the inner child is that you ultimately will have it way easier to deal with, you know, difficult or stressful emotions such as anxiety or insecurity, because you know it's not all of me. You know it's a part of me. And you know that because it's a part of me, I can actually separate myself from this part, not by getting rid of it, but by taking responsibility for it. And when I know a part of me that is younger, that has certain needs or has certain requirements to feel safe, or it needs to just be guided or reassured in a certain way, you immediately switch from the anxious, powerless place into the calm adult place, because your intention is to take care of the anxiety rather than being taken over by the anxiety. And that makes all the difference, because anxiety is a strong emotion, but it doesn't have to be all encompassing. It doesn't have to define you. It's a part of you. And realizing that this part of you that is scared is not a monster, is not a disorder, it's not something to be, you know, really running away from or avoiding. It's a part of you that is, you know, sensitive and small and needs gentle, loving care. Automatically, your heart, instead of closing and barricading or protecting itself, is opening up. And all these wonderful, powerful, healing resources of compassion and care and love are coming towards your anxiety. And as they say, love is the best antidote to anxiety. And so is trust. And so when you become the source of love, this part of you that is anxious is trusting you. And this is how you can find a way to heal yourself, not only to get rid of something, but actually to find yourself in ways that you may have not thought is possible for you. If you enjoyed this podcast, sign up for my YouTube channel. Write something in the comment section. I always love to have questions that I can answer. And please press the like button. It goes a long way with the algorithm. And I would love to just have more people benefit from what I would love to share with you.